is Rona Simmons, and this is the third episode of 2 Minute Tales. Last time, you met one of the legendary men of the 100th Bomb Group, Robert Rosie Rosenthal. And this time, we'll take another look at a pilot who flew from Thorpe Abbott's airfield during World War II, a man many would fail to call a hero. Robert Riznik spent months of training in the United States to become a bomber pilot before he and his crew flew to England to join the other men of the 350th Bomb Squadron, one of four squadrons that made up the 100th Bomb Group in the 1940s. The stress of flying into the face of the oncoming Luftwaffe fighters and through skies thick with anti-aircraft artillery soon took its toll on Bob. After 10 missions, he was grounded by an unspecified illness. The condition, call it shell shock, battle fatigue, or combat stress, was not uncommon, but wore more heavily on some men. Bob spent months in a military hospital in England to recuperate, but nothing seemed to help. He returned to the United States. After the war, Bob suffered from what I imagine was depression and alcoholism, confessing many years later to a former fellow pilot, Charles Gutekunst, that for a decade or more, he was seldom sober. Although it would appear Bob did not forgive himself, Gutekunst remembered him as an outstanding leader and an exceptional pilot. Bob changed his name to Winters, moved to California, married, and had a family. His story of confronting not just the Germans, but of his other demons is one shared by untold numbers of pilots and their air crews, as highlighted in my book, A Gathering of Men. In Bob Winters' honor, I named a character after him and promoted him to major. Stay tuned for more podcasts about other real-life individuals whose names fill my book's pages. You'll find the next episode of the podcast series on my website, ronasimmons.com. That's ronasimmons.com. A Gathering of Men will be in bookstores in February 2022.